Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning the sugya of Bitui Sasayim Veloshon and Nedarim and Abbezim and Aleph. It's Chosumari Verabi Shlita. And based on the Sefer Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud of Hagon Rabbi Abba Berman, Sechet Tzadik Uvracha. The Mishnah starts in the Sechet Nedarim and says, Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. All Kinuyim. Lashanos that aren't mamish a lashon of neder, but they're kinuyim. They're like words used for a neder. They also have a din of nedarim. The Rashi says, "Kol kinuy nedarim ki nedarim kol sheino ikar Hashem nikar kinuy." Kama mechan Hashem l'chayy. It's not your ikar name. It's called a kinuy. Like if you give your friend a nickname. So the Ran writes, "V'afil the Reish Lakish Nami, the Amar sheheim Lashem shebadu lehem Chachomim, harehim gamken kineder gamur midoy Raisa, shrei kol alashonos einan ela haskamas uma ve'uma, v'logara haskamas Chachomim mehaskamasam, hilka chavuluhu midoy Raisa." There's a machlokas later on Daf Yud between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What these kinuyim are? Reish Lakish holds. Lashon shebadu lehem chachamim. Languages, words that the rabbis invented for nedarim. Instead of saying a lashon of carbon, the rabbis made up these various lashonos. Rabbi Yochanan says it's lashon umos. It's foreign language. The neder in a foreign language. So here the Ran says that even according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's the Lashon that the rabbis made up, it still has a din of a neder gomer d'oraisa. Because all languages are only the haskama of every nation. When we say the word table, it's because we were masking that the table should be that item that has four legs and something flat on top. And it's used to eat or to write, to place things upon. So that's all just haskamas umos. So if the chachamim were masking that certain things should mean neder, then why should that be any different than words we use for neder? We say oath. Oath is also just haskamas umos. So when the chachamim say that certain languages are lashonos of neder, konam, konach, konates, like the Mishnah says later on in the Yud Amud Aleph, these lashonos have a status of neder d'oraisa, just like speaking in a foreign language, saying a neder in a foreign language would have a neder d'oraisa, because that's haskamas umos, this is haskamas chachamim, and therefore it's d'oraisa. However, Tosfos here dibar maskel kol kinuyim nedarim, right in the first two terutzim, that according to Reish Lakish, that it's a lashon shebadu lehem chachamim, it's only midrabbanan, and they don't hold of the svar of the Ran that it's that the haskama of the chachamim is no less than the haskama of the umos. Tosfos holds the difference, and therefore the language, if it's really words that the rabbis made up, these the lashon kinuyim nedarim, it's only going to have a din d'rabbanan of neder. According to the Ran, it has a din d'oraisa of neder. So we have to understand the gather of the machlokas. So it appears, says Rabbi Abba, that the machlokas is totally in the machlokas of the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Korei Adam Es Shema, B'chol Lashon Shihayiyah Mevina. A person should read Shema in any language that he understands. V'akorei B'chol Lashon Tzarech Lizor Medivrei Shibush Sheba Oso Halashon. And when you read in a foreign language, you have to be careful of all of the corruptions of that language. Umadaktik ba'oso halashon. And you have to be very careful with the words that you use, just like kamosha medaktik in b'loshon hakodesh, just like you're very careful when you speak in Hebrew, loshon hakodesh. The Ravid is masig, and he says, ein zeh mekubal al hadas, he says, it can't be. Lefi shekol lashonos perishen, umiyadaktik achar perusha. He says, all lashonos are just a commentary, and who can be careful about a commentary? So we have to understand what the Ravid means when he says, shekol halashonos perishen. It would seem that the kavan of the Ravid is that all the shonos are just, all the languages are just explaining what you're thinking. In other words, the Ravid holds that only Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon Be'etzem. The only inherent real language that exists is Hebrew. But Shai Lashonos are just a way that a person conveys his thoughts. And because of this, only Lashon HaKodesh, which is your Lashon Be'etzem, is shaykh there to be medactic in your Lashon. But other Lashonos that are just ways of conveying your thoughts, there it's not shaykh to be medactic because you're conveying your thoughts. What does it mean you're medactic and how to convey your thoughts? You're just using the medium of language to convey your thoughts. So you don't have to be so medactic. The important thing is you're conveying your thoughts. The only Lashon, according to the Ravid, which is a Lashon Be'etzem, which is essentially a language, is Lashon HaKodesh. However, the Rambam holds that other Lashonos also have a din at Lashon Be'etzem, and therefore the Rambam holds that in other Lashonos you have to be medaktik, and therefore since they are a Lashon Be'etzem, it's shayach to be medaktik because there is an exact way of speaking because the language is essentially inherently a language, and therefore you have to be very medaktik in how you speak this language. And therefore it would appear that the Ran holds like the Rambam that other Lashonos have a din Lashon Be'etzem, and he holds that how do they become a language Be'etzem? Through the Haskama Se'umos, the nations agree, the Goyim agree, this is the way to speak, so it becomes a language. And therefore the Ran writes that if it's totally in Haskama Se'umos, so then why should the Haskamas Chazal be any less than Haskamasim? They want a certain thing to be a language, so why shouldn't what Chazal say is a language, why shouldn't that be a language? So even through Haskamas Chazal, the Kinuyim are going to be a Lashon. However, Tosfos holds like the Ravid, that other Lashonos are just a means, a medium, towards conveying your thoughts, and therefore, a Haskama cannot make a language. It's just a way of conveying, of giving over your thoughts by speaking them out. And because of this, when the rabbis made up words, that isn't going to be a neder d'oraisa because that's not a language that we speak. So the Ran is like the Rambam, that languages, foreign languages, are a Lashon Be'etzem. And the Ravid, who holds that Tosis, who holds that Kinuyin Nedarim, Kinedarim is only d'rabbanan, according to the first two Terutzim, are holding like the Ravid that other Lashonos are not Lashonos Be'etzem, and so too, Lashon Shabadu Lem Chachamim. Now Tosis explains, in the name of the Re, V'alashon Shabadu Chachamim Nami Havei Nazir, the Kevin de Tiknu Chachamim Shenodrim Bahani Lishni Havei Ki Iker Nazirus, V'yesh Koach Bideyem Lasos Takanosam Ki Iker Nazirus. Tosfos says in the name of the Re that the language that the rabbis made up, a person is also a nazir. Since the rabbis said you can make a neder in these languages, that's like the Iker Nazirus, and they have a koach to make a takana like the Iker Nazirus. The rabbis have the koach to make their language be Iker Nazirus. Comes the Karen Ora, and he asks from the Gemara Nazir Chavtes Amar Aleph, the Gabe, that we say that a man can make his son a Nazir, he can make a neder for his son to be a Nazir. Reish Lakish holds that it's the Rabbanim Mishum Chinuch, frek the Gemara. How can he bring a karban? If it's only the Rabbanan, you're bringing Chulin La'azara. So how can it be that the father being made you the son to be a nazir is only derabbanan if you're bringing a karban and a karban's chulin ba'azara? Frak the Karen Ora, what's the kasha? Re here in Tosis explains that they can make their takanas like the Iker Naziris. Tosis says, "Balosh baducham nami avi nazir." When it's a loshim baducham, the person becomes a nazir, since the rabbi said that you can be noder in that Lashon, so that's Iker Nazirus, and they have the koach to make their takana like the Iker Nazirus. So what's the kash of the Gemara that you're bringing Chulin La'azara because the Nazirus is only the Rabbanan? No, when the rabbi said to do something, they made it like Iker Nazirus. For Iker Nazirus, you can bring a carbon. So, what is the Gemara's kasha if the Rientosis is right? That the Lashon Shabadu Chachamim is like Iker Naziris, then that gives them the right to bring a carbon. So what's the problem? When a father makes a Zmeidir as Bino Benazir, the rabbis can make it like Iker Naziris, just like they make the Lashon Shabadu Chachamim Kiker Naziris. They can also make Av Meidir as Bino Kiker Naziris. And you can bring a carbon. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Vav Alachi Yebeis writes, Kinyan Shtaris B'derech Hazos M'divrei Sofrim Av Men HaTorah Ein Arayis Nikros Elo Guf HaDover Bilvad Kanui Lefikach HaMocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveiro Adayin Yochol Limcho V'Afilu Yorsho Mochlo. So until now the Rambam says we're talking about Kinyan Shtaris M'divrei Sofrim, but Min HaTorah you can't sell a shtar, and therefore if you sell a shtar chov to your friend, you can still be mochel, and even the yoresh of the mocher can be mochel on this shtar chov. So if I have a shtar chov and someone owes me money, I can sell it to my friend, and then afterwards I can go and be mochel the shtar chov, because I didn't properly sell it. And my yoresh can also, I hope my yoresh doesn't do that, because I hope I don't have a yoresh for many years to come. So we have to understand, kinyan meshicha b'metaltalin is only midrabanan, and nevertheless, it's a kinyan gamur. So why by kinyan shtaris do we say that it's, since it's only a kinyan derabanan, it's a kinyan garua, it's an inferior kinyan, because it's only derabanan, and therefore the mochel can be mochel, but that's not true when you do mishicha al metaltalin. There you can't, after you do the kinyan, you can't retract it. So why is it that we say that Meshicha b'metaltalin is a good kinyan, even though it's only Derabbanan, but Mechiras Shtaris, which is Derabbanan, is an inferior kinyan that can be Nimchol after then the kinyan is made? The Shach brings Poskim in Simen Kuf Yud B'dinei Sfeik Sfeik Osi Yates that only when the ikar is derabanan, we say sfeka derabanan lakula. But davar sheikro d'oraisa, when the source is d'oraisa, even though it's a din derabanan, but if it's ikro, if it's rooted in the d'oraisa, there we go lachumra. We only go lakula when it's ikro derabanan, but if it's ikro d'oraisa, we go lachumra. So what's the chilek? Sof, even if it's ikro d'oraisa, even if this Derabbanan is rooted in the Doraisa, but it's still Derabbanan. So why is that any different from regular Derabbanan? So it would appear that there are two types of Takanas, there are two categories. One is where the Chachamim were Mechadish the Etzema Isser, like Isser Muktzah v'chadome. And the second category is where the Etzema Isser is an Isser Torah, which is Chachamim were Metakein, that this object is also included in the Isser. The Etzem Isser is an Isser Torah, and the rabbis say that this object is also Bechlal HaIsser. The example the Shach gives is if you have an Isser Torah that's Misarev Chad Bitrei. So you have a robe, you have two kosher and one not kosher, and then the not kosher is Misarev with the kosher, with the two koshers, so it's Batal Barov. But if the rabbis say it's a dvarim chametz me'advarim achashuvim, it's not batal barov. So if you have a suffix in such an instance on such an item, there the din is you go to chumrah. And when by saying you go to chumrah, that becomes included in the Isser Torah. For example, basar of b'chalav. The takana of chicken and milk is that chicken is included in the Isser of Basar B'chalav. Chicken and milk should be subsumed under the category of Basar B'chalav. And since this is so, midrabanan, you have a category of Isser Torah. And because of this, we say Sveigel L'chumra. If you're talking about Muktzah, Ikro D'Rabbanan. But if you talk about Basar, Of, V'Cholav, that's already a Torah category, because even though the rabbis made it, but they're saying that this Basar Of should be like regular Basar. Hashem came with the rabbis from Mechadish and Issa D'Rabbanan. There it's a Suga Acher L'Gamrei. Sveka D'Rabbanan, are you going to go L'Kula? But if it's a Suffek with respect to an Isser that started out, that's rooted in a Doraisa, that's subsumed under Doraisa category, like we said, an example of something that's Usser Doraisa but Batal Barov, and the rabbi said because it's Choshev, it's not Batal Barov, so then it goes back to its Isser Torah. When you have Basar Of B'Cholov, that's rooted in Isser Torah, Sveka L'Chumra. And it would appear that even those who argue with the Shach, look in the Aruch HaShulchan, there Kuf Yud, Siv Katan Kuf Ches, they hold that even Kishi Yikro Min HaTorah, we say Sveiko LaHakal. Even according to them, they're not Cholek on the Etzem HaGdor. They just hold that there are two categories of Ikro Asur Min HaTorah or Ikro Midrabanan. They just say that we're still going to be Mekel. If it's only Durabanan, we're still going to be Mekel. So if it's Davar She'ikro Doraisa, it's true that there's a Din Isser Torah here, but since the Makor and the rabbis were the one who were the Mechadish the Din, Mimele we say Sveiko Lahaka. But the Etzem Hagdar would be correct according to everybody that there are two categories. Just Halacha L'maisa, the Shach differs with the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shach says that in Sveikas that are rooted in Din Torah, you go to Chumra, and there are Chashulans and Sveikas that are rooted in Din Torah, you go to Rabbanan, but they both hold that there's such a category. And according to this, the Rambam makes a whole lot of sense. Which Rambam? The Rambam of Amechir Ashtaris. Since it's only the Rabbanan, because of this, you can be Mochel. Why? Because it would seem that with respect to Basar Of B'Cholov, if the din was that Min HaTorah, it wasn't Shayach, the din of Basar B'Cholov and Basar Of, then Midrabanan also, there would not be a din Isser Torah of Basar B'Cholov. Because the din Torah of Basar B'Cholov is not Shayich the Basar Of. But Be'emes, that Basar Of B'Cholov is not Asur Min HaTorah is not because the din of Basar B'Cholov is not Shayich and Basar Of. It's only because Basar Of is not a Siba Min HaTorah Le'inyin Isser Basar B'Cholov. In other words, according to Din Torah, we don't say that Basar Of B'Cholov is not Shayich to the Din Torah of Basar B'Cholov. It is Shaykh. It's just not enough of a reason according to the Torah to Aser. In other words, it is, so to speak, in the category of Basar B'Cholov, but not enough to be Aser Mishum Basar B'Cholov. Not enough of a reason, the fact that when it's Of, it's not enough of a reason to Aser it. And when the rabbis say that there is enough of a reason to Aser it, then it goes right into the category of Basar B'Cholov. It's like the Torah would have Basar B'Cholov that's Mutter and Basar B'Cholov that's Aser. Basar B'Cholov that's Aser is classical Basar B'Cholov. And according to the Torah, you also have Basar B'Cholov that's Mutter and that's Basar Of. Come along the Rabbanan and say, no, Basar Of is also Aser. Where is it Aser? And under the category now of Basar B'Cholov, because even the Torah had it under the category of Basar B'Cholov. So according to the Torah, it wasn't enough to Aser Mishum Basar B'Cholov, and the rabbis say it is. So if Min HaTorah, Din Basar B'Cholov wasn't Shayich on Basar Of, then midrabanan we wouldn't have an Isur Torah on basar b'chalav when it's basar of, because basar of is b'chalav not in the category. It's not that sug. But the MS, that the basar of b'chalav isn't asur min haTorah, is not because it's not shaykh din basar b'chalav and basar of. Rather, because basar of is not a siba min haTorah, linyan basar b'linyan isur basar b'chalav. It's not enough. It's basar b'chalav, just not isur basar b'chalav. And when the rabbis say that it's asur, it's now asur, it's basar b'chalav. And so too, gabei kinyanim and drabanan. The gabei kinyan mishicha b'metaltalin, the metaltalin are shaykh in the kinyan. The gabei mishicha b'metaltalin, the metaltalin are shaykh b'kinyan. We know midinei Torah, they're dinei kinyanim. The Torah says that mishicha b'metaltalin is not enough of a kinyan. It's not enough of a siba to be a kinyan. Chachamim say, no, Mashiach is a siba a kinyan. So now, this kinyan adopts the Torah status. Because the Torah says, it could theoretically be a kinyan, but it's not enough to be a kinyan in a Torah. There is a category of kinyanim in HaTorah. And this kinyan metaltalin is not enough to, doesn't make the cut, so to speak. Only certain kinyanim made the cut. Kinyan metaltalin doesn't. Now when the rabbis come along and say kinyan metaltalin is a good kinyan, now it goes into the category of kinyanei Torah. Because the Torah agrees that it's shayach b'kinyan. The Torah agrees that you can make a kinyan meshichan, that you can make a metaltalin, you can make a kinyan on metaltalin. Torah just says that Mashiach b'metaltalin is not enough. It's a kinyan, but not enough of a kinyan. And when the rabbis say it's a kinyan, now it falls right into the Torah category of kinyan. And therefore, it's a kinyan gamor. And the mocher is completely mistalik. So now it made the cut. It's like you have the player sitting on the bench. So he's not mamish in the game. In the game is daraisa. He's not in the game, but he's wearing the uniform. He's on the team. He's just not in the game. And then the coach, the rabbis, call him in and say, "Up, oh, get out there, Weinstock." So he jumps up, he stretches, and he goes out onto the court. Up, oh, but now he's in the Torah category. He was called up from the minors. If you'll excuse my mishalim from the world of sports. One second. When you're talking about shtaris, shtaris are b'chlal not bar kinyan. Shtaris aren't even in the category of kinyanim. So you can't say that when you're making a kinyan on shtaris, now that the rabbis gave it a status of kinyan, it has a din of a kinyan gamur, and the mocher was mistalik. No, because when you're in the world of shtaris, there is no such thing as kinyan min haTorah. When you talk about metaltalin, such thing as kinyan min haTorah, just mishicha didn't make the cut. So now the rabbis say yes, mishicha. So the mocher is mistalik the gamrei, because at least you're now in the realm of the Torah. The Torah says there's such thing as kinyan mishicha, as kinyan metaltalin. Just the rabbis told you what the kinyan metaltalin is. Mashen kain shtaris. There's no such thing as shtaris, kinyan shtaris, min haTorah. Memeila, when the rabbis tell you there's kinyan shtaris, but min haTorah is still no kinyan shtaris. So meikara, the whole kinyan, is a kinyan derabanan. And because of this, it's a kinyan garua. And it's mechila, the mechila of the mocher is effective. Because what's pshat in this mechiras shtaris? The rabbis gave the buyer a din that he can collect the chov of his friend. But it's still the chov of his friend, the malveh, the mocher ashtar, and therefore he could be mochel. And that's taka where Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Drush V'chidish Ma'aracha Tezayin, Ksuba says test. Omnam Yeshlaimar the Dafka Mechirishtaris the Rabban and Mishum the Mililom is Dabni. But Ze, Kavan the Ain Nitfas Shum Kinyan Bimilia, the Chazal Tiknu, the Mikom Mokom, Yikne Ze, have a Kinyan Gura Biochal Limcho. There's no Mechiris Milim, there's no Mechirishtaris. There's no Kinyan. Just it's a Takan of Chazal, Mamel, it's a Kinyan Gura and it can be Morchal. Avalim Shorish Kinyan Shtaris, the Rites of Shaikh Botfis is Kinyan. So if we're talking about a Kinyan Agav, even though Kinyan Agav is only a Kinyan to Rabbanon, but that's not called a Kinyan Garua. Because if we're talking about something that's Tfisa's Kinyan, is, let's say, Shtaris, if Tfisa's Kinyan was Daraisa, and he was makin it with a Kinyan to Rabbanon of Kinyan Agav, that would still be a good Kinyan. If Kinyan Shtaris was Daraisa. Because then by doing that Kinyan Agav Derabanan, so now you get it into the Daraisa category, because the Etzem Inyan of Kinyan Shtaris is Daraisa. Just the Kinyan Agav Derabanan didn't make the cut Daraisa, but when the rabbis say to make this Kinyan Agav Derabanan, since we're talking about a Shtar, which if Mechira Shtaris was Daraisa, then it would now go into the category of Daraisa. Mashenkein. If you hold that the etzem tefitzis kinyan shtaris is the rabbanan, so he could still be mochel. It's not a kinyan gomer. And now farenfer at the kasha of the keren ora, he made there a spino benazir. Because here the takan of kinuyim was that kinuyim are a lashon of neder. And memel it's included in the din Torah of neder and naziris, and since that's the case, it emerges that the Rabbanan, we have a Sug Naziris min HaTorah. So how do you bring a Korban when you say a Lashon Nazirus, which is only a Lashon de Rabbanan? The answer is that now, since there's a Din Torah of Neder and Nazirus, just this Lashon doesn't pass Midin Torah. But if the rabbis say the Lashon passes, now it enters into the category of Din Torah and you can bring a Korban. So that's why you can bring a Korban on Kinuyei Naziris. Because the Etzem Inyan of Naziris is Daraisa. Just this Lashon didn't make the cut. But once you say that this Lashon is a good Lashon, even if the rabbis say it, now it undertakes a Torah, it goes into the category of a Torah Dika Lashon, a Torah Dika Naziris. And you can still bring a Korban. You're right, it was the rabbis who said that this is a good Lashon, but you can still bring a Korban, because the rabbi saying that this is a good Lashon transforms it into, it's already in the Torah category, just this Lashon doesn't work for the Torah category. The rabbis say it does work for the Torah category, so just like Basar of Bechav. So now it takes on a Torah-like status. Masha'en ken gabe av shemedir es beno benazir. The midoraisa, there's no dinaziris on a cotton. Not even through a father. And the whole din chinuch is a din mechudish midorabanan. And because of this, the whole sug naziris is naziris derabanan. And therefore the Gemara says, how you bring a carbon? You bring chul nazara. Since even midorabanan there's no sug naziris doraisa. So when you're saying a kinui lashon of nazir, that's a sug daraisa. You're right, it's only derabanan, but it's a sug daraisa, so you can bring a carbon. Mashen came when it's a father being made to a son, that's not even a sug daraisa, that's a complete sug derabanan, that's chulin bazara. So the Gemara says, when your father is made to a son, it's derabanan, it's completely derabanan. So that answers the Karen Oris Kash. The Karen Oris said, oh, you're telling me kinuyim are lashon shabadulam cham, kinuyim are derabanan. So how and yet you can still bring a carbon, then why is the Gemara bothered by Av Meidir as Beno Benazir? There you can't. The answer is because there it's a complete absolute Derabanan. It's not even a Sug D'Oraisa. Whereas here it's a Sug D'Oraisa. It's a regular Nazir. He's an adult. But just the Lashon doesn't go. And the rabbis say the Lashon does go, so it's a Sug D'Oraisa. But a Kohen being a Nazir is a completely different category. It's a Sug D'Rabbanan. And Mela, the Gemara is bothered how you can bring a Karban. It's Chulin Ba'azara. So there's still more to do. And it's a Shambasiyat D'Shmaya, which hopefully we'll accomplish in the next year. A short piece, and we should all be zocher lilmodu lelamed lishmer v'lasus. Ulekayim is called divrei samu torah subi ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.